Hey, Master Souls. Today is the first class in the Untraining series, which is really geared towards giving you business tools from a very intuitive place, from a heart-open place. It's not the mass marketing. We're diving into the heart tools. And this first lesson is about community. You know, I remember when I first started in as an entrepreneur, you know, at this point, it was almost 16 years ago. And I'd go to networking events. And my goal was going into these networking events and handing out as many business cards as I could and just playing the numbers and you know, handing them out. And then I would go home and I would wonder why no one was calling me. Like, I handed out my cards, I told them what I did, I told them how I could serve them, and nothing was happening. Now, I already hated networking, so this was one really great reason for me not to have to do that anymore, right? Maybe I was doing it on purpose. But then one day I woke up and said, okay, well, what if I reversed the game? What if I handed out no cards and I made it my mission to collect cards from everyone else? And so I started doing that. I started collecting cards from other people and telling them about what I did and who I was and why I was taking their card. Not quite it, right? So, phase three. What if I collected 5 cards and I didn't tell them anything about me? I just asked them about them. And I got to know who they are. And I think it was around that same time that I read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And listen, you don't have to go read this book. Let me give you the Cliff Notes version. People care more about themselves than they do about you, and that will always be the case. In fact, there was a story about how the author went into a party and he did nothing but ask other people questions. He told them nothing about who he was. And at the end of the night, everyone was going up to the host saying, man, that guy's like the best conversationalist I've ever met. He's amazing. You should invite him all the time. And they didn't know one thing about him, but he was the most fascinating person in the room because he cared more about others than he did himself. And that message, when I started going out to networking events and made it my mission to collect 5 cards from people I didn't know or didn't know well, what that forced me to do was to care more about them than I did about myself. To not worry about getting my message out into the world, I wanted to know what their message was. I wanted to know who they were, what made them tick. You know, fast forward 6 or 7 years ago, when I started, you know, my coaching business, and I would go to conferences and the people that I would have lunch with happened to be other coaches, and we would get into these deep conversations, and I realized that I didn't have enough of that in my life. And so I decided at that point to create an online community called iCoach Network. And when I was building iCoach Network, what it looked like was me literally Googling for coaches, life coaches, business coaches, any kind of coaches that were on the planet, spiritual coaches. And I would send them, I'd Google them, I'd go to their website, and then they'd have a link to their Facebook page. And if they had, if I could figure out who they were personally, then I would send them a message. And this was back before all the messages were segregated. And I'd said something like, hey, I'm a coach and I kind of want to create a group where we could just hang out together with other coaches who speak the same language, and we don't have any members in there right now, but would you like to join? And you know, I was asking people that looked kind of nice that might be more inclined to say yes. And amazingly, I started to get a lot of yeses. And my community started to grow. And our whole purpose of being in there was just to hang out and have conversation and be with other people like us. After a while, that group grew into one of the largest coaching groups on Facebook. It had 1,700 members. And I lost a lot of the connection that I was craving. And so I ended up deleting that list and moving on, deleting that community. But that's not the point. The point is that I got more business from the people that I started a wine tasting club with when I was out networking than by my giving them cards and saying, do business with me. And I got more business out of iCoach Network from people I was just showing up and talking to than the people I was trying to target to sell to. And that's what community is really about. See, in your business, you are only as successful as your ability to create a relationship with another human being, heart to heart, soul to soul. Who are you? And so this community piece, especially for an empath and for an intuitive, is critical. Now, I'm an introvert, and I'm actually going to post a video that I did years ago on what it means to be an introvert, and I'll post that one in the Facebook group. But your ability to create a community, and I don't mean thousands of people, I mean a community of like-minded souls who want to hear from you, who feel supported by you, who just are your fans. That's what we're after. That's what we're creating in this part of your business. And if you do nothing else with your day but show up and add one more person to your community or talk to one person in your community, in your tribe, then you are doing your job. It is the number one most important part of building your business is making those connections with others and finding out ways that you can serve them and finding out who they are on a personal level and on a work level. Your community is the most important part of any business building adventure, no matter what business you are in. You know, marketing gets a bad rap, especially with us spiritual people. It kind of shuts us down. But if we really simmer down what marketing is supposed to be at its truest sense, real marketing is something that creates a relationship of like, trust, and know. And so your job as a business owner is to go out and create relationships with people, not with the expectation of what they're going to mean for your business, but to go out into the world and connect with people soul to soul, heart to heart. The more people that you can connect with that way, whether it be 10 or 10,000, doesn't matter, 10 million, but when you can connect with people like that on a regular basis, then your business will automatically grow, because people want to be around fascinating people that care about them. So there are lots of different ways that a community can look for you. It can look like going into other people's groups. It can look like inviting people to coffee. It can look like going to networking events if you're a face-to-face person, going to conferences. I have one client who that was his whole business plan, was he went to conferences where his people would be gathered and he would make those connections and bring them back and bring them into his fold. If you're online, then create a group or be in groups where like-minded people are and show up for the conversation. So your mission this week is to go out and connect with another human being. Connect with one human being every day. Make that your mission this week, is to really connect with people, to show up and be around someone. Make a lunch date with someone you haven't seen in a long time and find out what they're up to. You know, call an old friend. Show up in an online group that you've been watching in the periphery and comment on someone's post. Encourage them. Love on people. Love on people. That's the key to creating your community, is how many people can I love on today, and can I find one person to love on? And then can I find one person to love on? Can I find another and another to encourage, to enhance, to be with, one person at a time? Start creating your community actively, and I want to see how things shift for you. Make sure you hop over to the Facebook group and talk about this connection piece as a part of your business, as the foundation of your business. We talk about the foundation of your spiritual practice. This is the foundation of your business. And when you come from a place of love and building your community, everything else has solid footing. So I'll see you on the inside. Love you.